So in the fine Dalid. So we have a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about Chatz Yishir. Rabbi Yochanan says it's Aser, and Reish Lakish holds it's Mutter. So in the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, which is Happy Paskin, what's the Yisoid HaIsser? Meaning, we know that really that for the Iker Isser, obviously it's only with the Kazayas. Kazayas, the Shir Kazayas is for the Einish, for carbon. But there's an Isser before that. Is that the Pshat that the same Isser is there somewhat already with Mashahu? Or it's a new Isser? There's a new Isser that the Torah says that even if it's less, it's a new Isser. The Torah says that Kaidim, even though it's not really Aser, but we're still asking you from eating it. So let's see. So the Maisa of the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Rav Yochanan says it's Aser. So he says, why? Given the Chazil, it's the Rufe, Yisura Ka'ach. Since it's Shaykh, able to combine it to another half a shear, so Mela right now it's also Lamaisa. So it sounds like from the Gemara that the Rabbi Yochanan is coming from the Svara. Lamaisa the Gemara Vayter brings from the Rabbi Yochanan brings a Braisa, and the Braisa is Mashma that the reason why it's also is because of a pasuk. From it's a drasha of Kol Chelev. Rabbi Yochanan, that's a real drasha. Rish Lakish, it's a smachta. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a real drasha. So we see that the makor is from a pasuk. So Tosfos already asks this kasha that why we need to have two lemudim for the halacha of Chatz Yishir. So Tosfos answers that the reason why we need to have two, the svar, the pasuk and the svar of Chazi Yitzterufe, because if I didn't have the svar of Chazi Yitzterufe, I would have said that the pasuk of Kechelev is really not for Chatz Yishir. The Gemara uses that pasuk also to be marbe kvi, that it's aser, that it's aser. So I might have said that the whole pasuk is coming for that, and Chatz Yishir is only in asmachta. So, but once I see that there's a svara called Chazi Yitzterufe, it's Shaykh Mitzarfit, I'll use that svara now to say that the drash of Kol Chelev is a real drash. So, it sounds like from Taisis that really at the end of the day, really the makar is only from Kol Chelev. Chazi Yitzterufe is really not the reason why it's awesome. It's, you know, it's really not a svara. And if I didn't have the pasuk, then the fact that I can end up eating another half a shir and I'll have together a whole kazayis, that wouldn't be enough to say it's awesome. The whole svara of Chazi Yitzterufe is just to tell me that I have a drasha, and now the drasha went out, and now the makar is from the drasha.
If I didn't have the pasuk, I wouldn't have it.
That's what it sounds like. No, it sounds like it's not a real svara, or at least not a svara on its own. It sounds like it just is this. No, it's not enough of a svara to say that it's also. I mean to say. No, that was a discussion. But my discussion
is terrible. Is enhancing the positive because that means it's coming from positive, like it's akshanker. Not that it wouldn't be
in the Torah. So if it's coming to, if it's just coming to enhance the pasuk, so then what's the how's the answer in the kasha? Just forget about the pasuk. Just use the svara.
Why don't we cross svara?
What?
Why don't we cross svara? From Taisin, see, it's the pasuk. Just it's without the pasuk, without the svara, I wouldn't dash on the pasuk like that.
Right. So it's kind of a
the svara is just supporting the pasuk. But it's the
pasuk.
I
right. We have to have a
shtag.
We have a
shtag. Meaning on its own, to say the fact that I'm going to end up eating an iser a full shear, that's not enough to say that now it's aser. I can't assume that because of that it's aser today, because if I don't have a shear. But since the Maisa, it's Musa the Mistavit, the Maisa, I'm going to become Aser. I'm going to end up eating the Iser. So it's Mistavit to say that the Torah says, Kol Chelev, it's coming to be Marbu, such a thing. So it sounds like Chantoyis that really Chosah Surfi is not really enough to really make it Aser. And it's just coming from a Kol Chelev. So if that's true, so in other words, there's maybe a malkum to say that it's not a whole new issur. Meaning if the fact that I'm going to come to that I'm going to end up eating the issur is not enough to say that it's asr, so maybe vashitin kol chaylev is a new issur. It's a new issur, but the ma'aseh it's not muchach and toisus any which way. It's still not clear whether it's a new issur or it's just a. Or it's the Pshat HaTorah is saying that because we don't want you to end up eating the Isser, that's why we're saying that there's somewhat of an Isser already today. That the Chazit Tzrufe isn't even though Chazit Tzrufe on its own is not enough to say that it's us on its own. Maybe that's what the Pasuk is teaching me. The Pasuk is teaching me that I have that kind of Svara. I mean, the Pasuk is teaching me that I can that I'm allowed to say. But the fact that I'm going to end up eating, so I already have the Isser today. Lamaisa, there's a Ran in Shavuos that addresses this question of Taisus also. The Ran says, similar to Taisus, and the question, why do you need to have two Makairis? Why do you need to have the Svar of Chazi that's the Rufe and Kol Chaylev? So the Ran says. So the Ran seems to say that the pshat is that really it starts from kol chaylev. I mean, we have a pasuk by the Isser of chaylev that tells me that we're marber from the pasuk of kol. A kol chaylev is aser. That even a mashu is aser. So we learn from there that there's an Isser of chatishir. But from the pasuk of kol chaylev itself. I would not know Kol Torah Kula. I would say that it's dafka by. I would say it's dafka by chaylev. What's my right to apply that to Kol Torah Kula? But since I have a svara of Chazi Tzarufei, since we're saying that the svara is Chazi Tzarufei, now I say okay, it's a muslim mistava to say that it applies to Kol Torah every yisur. Kol Yisur Shabbatayr. So the reason why I need both is because. because the Ikar Makar is from Chazit Tzrufe, but we say that the Yisoid HaIsr is out Chazit is out as the Ikar Makar Pasuk is from Kol Chaylev. But the Maisa the Svara, which is why we apply it to other things, is because of Chazit Tzrufe. So the Ran seems to assume that the Yisoid Adin is the Yisoid Asvara is really out Chazi Tzarufin. The reason why it's Asr is because since I'm going to end up eating the whole Isser, so really, already today it's Asr.
Really, because the Chazi Tzarufin just tells you that they apply the Pasuk everywhere. It's the same thing he said before.
What I'm saying is that as we see that the Svara, it's Lachari, it sounds like from the Ran that the Iker Svara. No, it's not just a new gzeres the cost of that it's aser. Sounds like from the round that the reason why it's aser is because I'm going to end up eating the iser because I'm going to come the day the iser. Mail already today it's aser. I mean the
it's aser because of the pasuk. I'm applying the pasuk again because of chazet tzurufe. Chazet tzurufe is just a svara in the pasuk.
That's the yisoid adin. The yisoid adin is chazet tzurufe.
It's the pasuk. It's the chan in the pasuk. It's the time of the crow. That's it.
Right.
But it's not the chazet tzurufe that's asering. It's the pasuk.
Right. But the Ran then goes ahead and says that the Meila, because the Yisoid HaDin is Atz Chazi Atz Terufei, the Ran says, there's a Shail over there, this is the Nidin of the Ran, whether if someone made a Shavua, that I'm not going to eat a Kezayis of bread. I'm not going to eat bread. So the Isser is only Chal on a Kezayis. So really, anything less than a kezayis is not included in my shavua, because the shavua is, because I said achila, and achila is only a kezayis. Anything less than a kezayis should not be included in my shavua. So the question is, but is there an isra chati shir? So the Rambam first brings one shita that says that there's no isra chati shir by shavua, because I only included in my, because I'm the one who's creating the isra. My isra was only set on the kezayis. Anything less than the kezayis is not included in my isra. So how could it be an isra of chati shir? No. The question is, his kavan was only on a kezayis. The question is, now that there's an isra of a kezayis, can I now aser the apachas mikashir?
He didn't have kavana for that, so he didn't have kavana. So
that's the Rambam brings down one sheet like that. Then the Rambam brings down that the Rambam holds that the chatishir is aser. Chatishir is aser even by shavu. That even though his kavana was only to aser achilu, which is kezayis, afilu hachi apachas mikezayis is going to be aser midin chatishir. Stated by other yisurim, the zahalocha of chatzishir, and nevelas treif is an isra chatzishir. So to be also, I created the isra, but now there's an isra that's chal over here. So that isra now is going to affect also anything less than the shir too.
You have to have kavanas hanoida. You can't ignore the kavanas hanoida. By the Torah, I understand. By the Torah asked it, so the Torah also asked it chatzishir. The kavanas hanoida is this is his neder.
So
felt in the Levati, it is not shaykh to say it's chatzi shir. As
is that the Ran?
So what is it also?
No.
It's chatzi nothing.
Let me just say with the Ran. The Ran says like this. The Ran says that the Ran just quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says that it's also al chatzi shir. The Ran is mazbir. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? L'chari is asking you a question. L'chayra. His kavan was only on a kezayis, not less than a kezayis. So the Ran, since the yisoid adin is at chazid, it's terufe. So if the whole yisoid is because I'm going to end up because it's shaykh to combine it to a kezayis, it could be connected to a full fledged ister. So that applies to shavua too. So if kezayis, if by kezayis I'm aser, and now I ate half a shear, and I could end up eating the other half of the shear. So mimela, that half of shear is also shayach to be this, because it's shayach to the din of chati shear also, because the yisoid hadin is at chazi, it's the rufe. So you see by Yom Kippur too. Yom Kippur is an Issa Chatzishir. It's like a whole Gemara. The Maisa Chat by Yom Kippur, it's not an Issa Chatzishir. It's an Issa after Mensch. There's nothing wrong with the food. The food is kosher in Yom Kippur. Because you're not allowed to eat it.
There's an Issa eating food.
Huh?
There's an Issa on the food too.
What makes it awesome? It's the fact that now I'm also to eat whole food. So now you're saying it's healing. Huh? That's how I would have thought.
You're going into the shayah if it's a simen or if it's a siva. That's what you're doing. Mm-hmm. If it's a simen that the zach is also, so then you could clear if this is a simen over here by an edit. If it's a siva, so siva is going to be that chazat tzuvi. It's chazat tzuvi all the time, so it's going to be also by an edit also. But if it's a simen that the Torah asked this because of the chazat tzuvi, so it could be by an edit. I don't know.
Right. That's a chor, a chiddush you see in the Ran. You see in the Ran a chiddush that the yisoid of a chazir tzrufe is not so much. I mean, in Pashas you would have learned like you're saying that chazir tzrufe is a svar, it's a simen, right? That proves to me that this is already I already have the davar ha'aser. I already have a shtick treif already with the chazi's eyes, because I can combine it to finish the shir. But the Rani, you see that even though this is really right now it's not a davar ha'aser. It's mamar davar ha'mutar now. Right, so from the Rani, you see that it's more of a sibah that the fact that I can end up eating it, that in itself is mechayev the iser. That's the reason why I have that iser today. The fact that I'm going to end up eating it, or I could end up eating it. That's already enough to say that now it's also because it's shaykh to be oiskefirt and I could be mashed in the shir. So in the middle of today it's also. But there's another teretz from, there's another pshat from Reb Chaim Oizer, Achiezer. Reb Chaim Oizer wants to say, in the Chayre, he's saying his own teretz over here. He's answering the kasha of Tosfos. Why do you need to have the svara, the svara chazir? It's the rufei and kol chaylev. So zok there, the taka, there's both svaras. There's taka both. There's both timing. You have taka, have chazir. There's a svara chazir. It's the rufei, and you have a tam called kol chaylev. Mitzad kol chaylev, taka zok there, it would only be a new iser. That there's a klali sticker is that the Torah says don't eat pachas b'kashir, but it's not the pshat that if I have less than a shir of if I have a chati shir of nevela, that there's an isur of nevela. There's the reason why it's also being eaten is not machmas to isur nevela. The reason why I can't eat it is machmas to isur called kochelev. That's the isur. There's a new isur called kochelev. So on that, Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says that even besides that din called kol chaylev, there's a new svara called chazlitz terufe. Since I could use it to be mashed in the shir, so mele it makes it shaykh. You see, it's connected to the ikar isser. So mele, even today it's very shaykh to that isser. Since it could be I can use it to be mashed in the shir, so mele today I already have the isser of nevela and the isser of treif already today.
So he's touching as a sim.
The chazis the root. You have to have the tisur. It's a little shy by Shmuel. L'chayr, even though it's got a mashma that he understood that it's not. But l'chayr, that's the pashas, right? So he says taka that the nafkamina would be. The nafkamina, whether it's aser al tzchazet tzurufi or al tzchachilev, would be by shvua. Would be by shvua, meaning we have a shaila. There's a shaila in the Rishonim whether. Whether the Gemara says before, according to Reish Lakish, the Reish Lakish explained the Mishnah that said that if you made a shvua not to eat nevelos or treifis, you chayev a carbon. There's a carbon there's a shvua that's chal, and therefore you chayev a carbon. So Reish Lakish explained that to be talking about if he ate chatzis shir. So he made a shua not to eat chatzis shir of nevelos treifis. So Reish Lakish says that it's chal. So simply learning our Gemara is mashma that only according to Reish Lakish is it chal. According to Reish Lakish it's mashma that it's not chal, because according to Reish Lakish it's awesome in Atayra. So if it's awesome in Atayra, there's a problem called mushba v'ayim ha'asina. So the shua can't be chal if there's already a shua from ha'asina. But Tosfos over there, the Tosfos Shem over here, they say that even according to Abaye Chanan, And the truth is that it could be chal even on a chatzi shir. And the pshat, and the pshat is because even though the maisa, if you're mushal by Mehar Sinai, so it's not chal. But here, since it's only in Isra Ba'alma, it's only a chatzi shir, so it's chal. So how do you learn our Gemara? So that's a shrek, right? that the Rashi over there in Shavuos Taka asks on Tosis. The Chayyim is from our Gemara. The Chayyim is Mashmal like that. Yes, that's a kasha. So the Chayyim Taka try to be miyash at the kasha. So Rabbi Chaim Eisen wants to say that this really should be totally in this shaila. Meaning, if the pshat is that it's al tchazi that's the rufe, so then if it's going to be al tchazi that's the rufe, so then and so the iser is really the same iser as the Isra when it's a kazayis. Just the pshat is that now it's less than a kazayis, but since I could mash on the shir, so ready today it's aser, so therefore there should be a problem of mushal by Mehar Sinai because already I have the regular Isra as when it's a kazayis, and just like it can't be chal when it's a kazayis, how could it be chal when it's pachas mikazayis? But if the pshat is that the reason why it's aser is alz kol chaylev. So which means to say that there's a new Isser that tells me that it's Osir by Pachas Mikhat Yishir. So in that Isser he says that's a new Isser. So in that Isser that's a Shvacher Isser, and that Isser a Shvua Taka could be Chal. A Shvua, the Shvua could be Chal, and that will be the Tzad to say that it could be Chal. Because in that Isser it's a Shvacher Isser. Why is it a Shvacher Isser? So there's two tzadim in the Yishon, why it would be Shvacher, either because it's not Mufurish B'Torah, and an Isser which is not Mufurish B'Torah maybe wouldn't be Chal. I'm sorry, but it wouldn't be a problem of Mushbav Avim Har Sinai. Maybe the Shvua is this Svar of Mushbav Avim Har Sinai is only on things which are Mufurish B'Torah. Or the pshat is because since it's just an iser, so it's an iser kal. If it's an iser kal, so it could be chal. You could have one iser one the shvua being chal on that shvacher iser. So that's the tliya that's an avkamina. What do you want to say? But whether it's a new iser. Or it's really the same Isser, just Pachas Mikashir. Right, so we'll stop here.